Welcome back to Niaga Spotlight with me, Tamina Kausji. So for this week's analysis, we are going to be taking a look at social media usage and the influencer industry in Malaysia. So it's very interesting because according to actually Nielsen Insights across Asia, based on a 2022 study with Rakuten, which showed that 80% of social media users in Asia who follow influencers are likely to purchase products recommended by the influencers. Now, also interestingly, UCSI University Poll Research Center of 1,000 SPM school leavers between 18 to 20 showed that 39% choose to look for a job, while 34%, that's quite a significant number, aspire to become influencers and social media affiliates. Also, Malaysia's internet penetration is at 91% of the total population, or roughly 30 million Malaysians, giving us perhaps a little bit of an insight on these changing youth career aspirations. Right, moving along. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. Malaysians, we spend a total of 9 hours and 4 minutes daily on the internet, with 3 of those hours spent on scrolling just our social media. We are a very captive audience and also exceed the global average of social media video watch time by 55%. So it's really no surprise then that influencer marketing in Malaysia keeps growing as a prominent marketing channel for brands and businesses. Instagram remains the most important and prominent platform for influencer marketing in Malaysia. And in fact, global brands will be spending a whopping $32.5 billion for influencer marketing in 2023. Right. So moving back, we're actually going to be having online now Joe Yee Lee. She is assistant country manager with Nafnang Malaysia to share insights about social media influencers and economic opportunity. Hello, Joe Yee. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me, Tamina.
Absolutely. So, Joey, now, according to these forecast analysis, which show that ad spending for influencer advertising segment in Malaysia is going to be reaching $59.14 million in 2023. That's roughly 260 million ringgit. So how do these KOLs, key opinion leaders, ensure sustainability and longevity for their brand endorsements? Your thoughts?
There are 4 main points that I'll say influencers need to take note of. Firstly, definitely in terms of remaining authentic and also honest, influencers should only promote products that they truly believe in and also have tried before themselves. And for brands, I say that all the pre-work that is needed, for example, if it's for a new product launch, then providing samples, providing testers for the influencers to properly test it out is very important. And as well as for influencer marketing agencies like Nafnang ourselves, it is very, very important for us to perform all the interest check that is needed to validate whatever opinions that the influencers actually have before working with any brands. And when working on branded content, influencers definitely have to bear in mind as well, why do their followers actually follow them in the first place? Is it because of their creativity? Is it because of their strong opinion in any particular space, or just the way they present themselves? So all of these are actually very, very important factors. And ultimately, their content, whether it is branded or unbranded, it should not be having too much of a hard-selling element to it, and it should speak well to their followers as well, because that is what matters the most. And we will also always advise influencers to remain opportunistic when it comes to building long-term relationship with the brands, because ultimately when they do that, they are building rapport with the brand users as well. And when they are able to do that, it's actually giving them more opportunities to work on a much more reliable and longer term with the brands too. Plus, we would also say that, this is my last point, influencers will definitely have to be very aware of the results of their work as well, especially when social media, everything is actually measurable. Influencers definitely have to be truthful and always constantly be looking for ways to outperform their current performance, because brands would definitely want to work with influencers who can provide good results for their marketing objectives.
Very interesting. Thanks for that summary, Joey, because it's all about balancing not just the authenticity, but at the same time remaining somewhat opportunistic, right? Okay, so from there, Joey, how can nano and micro influencers avoid the pitfalls of promoting brands, items which are unsafe, fraudulent? We've seen several of these issues occur repeatedly in the Malaysian market. And what regulations are available for promoted items? Plus the tax element, how does it work for influencers and social media affiliates' income that comes in?
I'll address the regulation side of things first. So in terms of promoted items, it's pretty much depending on the MCMC guideline as well as the industry that the products are based in. While in terms of the part where we talk about the the part where we talk about the pitfalls of promoting brands and items which are unsafe, I would actually say that the most straightforward advice to this is for influencers to only take on social media jobs from well-known and also reliable influencer marketing agencies like NapNang ourselves, unless if the influencer is already very familiar with the law, can run their own due diligence, and perhaps have like a team of experts behind them, then we really do not recommend influencers to work directly with brands, because we have actually seen many instances where unethical brands actually fail this group of smaller following influencers. And income tax, in terms of income tax and influencers, it works pretty much the same way as any self-employed individuals. And the taxable income is pretty much dependent on their income bracket as well. So if you are an influencer, make sure to keep all your payment advice or your proof of employment, because you would need to declare your tax to LHDN just like all of us.
All right, So I hope folks are taking notes if this is the market that you want to be getting into. And one last question, Joey. So of course, the social media landscape is constantly evolving. Influencer content marketing today doesn't only feature extravagant lifestyles. Your thoughts on the new trend of POVO, or poor person, TikTok and Instagram, popularized by personalities like Shabazz Says. He actually gained his first 1 million followers in just 3 months, but also at the same time sells POVO merchandise. Interesting there.
So I don't think the POVO trend is actually just well known because it's the opposite of an extravagant lifestyle, but the fact that it has become popular is because the social media scene, the current social media scene, is actually very mature already, and POVO content actually provides social media users a sense of realism, a sense of relatability, which is what instantaneous content right now, for example, like Instagram stories and TikTok videos, all of this are able to portray. No one actually wake up in a 5-star hotel or on a yacht every morning or have a myriad of actually like booking bags to rotate around their outfit. So social media users can definitely see through all of this, and they would know what to look for when they are on social media itself.
Relatability is key, right? And do you see any other influencer marketing trends for the rest of 2023 in Malaysia, Joey? Of course, fashion and beauty, arts and entertainment, F&B are the most popular, but also crowded verticals for Malaysian influencers.
This is a very interesting question for us, because NapNang's research and also analytics team have recently done some research on the 2022 trends. So one of the most interesting themes that we have found out is actually the theme of finding joy. So to find joy, traveling seems to be the current topic right now, as Malaysians are constantly looking for accessibility and also worthy experience to bring them happiness. And the content that we observe right now on social media is able to reflect all of this also. Plus, it's not just consumers who are on a revenge traveling mode. When it comes to the current post-pandemic period, we have seen all the companies like airline companies, hotel companies, experiences, traveling accessories, and all of this who have done poorly during the pandemic are actually out there optimizing their marketing spends right now, especially on mediums like influencers. So in terms of content itself, social media content itself, we would say that informative content, descriptive, listicle-based, and also easy-to-navigate type of content, think of like Reels, Carousel, and TikTok videos, all of this are actually really trending content right now. And there are also upcoming platforms that host all of this really well too, like for example, Lemonade by ByteDance and also Xiaohongshu, which is also known as a Little Red Book, are some of the amazing platforms to host this kind of content.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Jo Yi. I wish we had a little bit more to get deeper, but that was Jo Yi Lee, Assistant Country Manager, Naknang Malaysia, joining us on analysis of Malaysian social media usage and the influencer market sustainability, mitigating risks, and basically being successful.